Thank you so much for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call began more than 4 years ago as a response to COVID and has since grown to serve as a daily pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, the 27th day of the month of Iyar. Today is the 42nd day of the Omer. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in the daily email, which you can subscribe for anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call, including the three children that we have been davening for, Chaya, Yael, Shoshana, Bas, Chana, Fredel, Alini, Orna, Bas, Chain, Chana, and Tinok, Ben, Nechama, Deborah, Mede, and all in need of Refuah, have a Refuah Shalema, maybe quickly, painlessly, and easily. And as additionally, please keep in mind those still being held unjustly and captive, in captivity, our brothers and sisters in Gaza, Arvin Nitanel Ben Sonia Siona in Iran, and Wall Street Journal's Evan Gershkovitz being held in Russia. And finally, I want to thank our generous sponsor today, the Rosenberg family, on the yahrzeit of their dear mother, Selma Rechtschaffen. Apologize if I mispronounced that. May her neshama have an aliyah. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call, introduce Rabbi Yechiel Morris of the Young Israel of Southfield in Detroit, Michigan, to share words of Divrei Chizuk, which will be followed by Rabbi Morris slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited in Hebrew and English, and then followed by the Mishra Berach for Sahal, the Mishra Berach for the Shvuim, and then Rabbi Morris will conclude with the Mishra Berach Lecholim, pausing, giving each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Morris.
Thank you so much. It's great to be with everyone today. Looking at my watch, I see it. The sun has already set in the holy city of Yerushalayim this evening, and that means that they're now, God willing, celebrating Yom Yerushalayim, the day that marks the time in 1967 when, during the Six-Day War, of course, Yerushalayim was once again unified under Jewish control, the land of Israel. In its entirety, including now the city of Yerushalayim, was now once again in Jewish hands. I remember approximately 30 years ago, I was in Yerushalayim. I was at the Kotel on Yom Yerushalayim. I was studying at the time at Yeshivat Kerem Yavna. They woke us up early. They drove us to Yerushalayim, and we davened at the Kotel at Nate at sunrise. And as I was davening a Shmon Esrei, I came to the phrase that we say every single time we say the Shmon Esrei, the Sech Zema, Inenu, the Shuvcha, the Tzion, Berachamim, that may our eyes behold the return, your return, God, to Tzion, to Zion, Berachamim, in mercy. And I had recently learned about the observation and the opinion of the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon is of the opinion, some of us are familiar with this, that when we bench, then when we eat bread and we say Berach HaSamazon, we say the expression of Uvnei Yerushalayim Er HaKodesh B'mher V'yameinu, that God should rebuild the city of Yerushalayim, the holy city, speedily in our days. And then we conclude Baruch Atah Hashem Bonei Berach Lamav Yerushalayim Amen, that God should rebuild Jerusalem Yerushalayim Berach Lamav with his mercy. But the Vilna Gaon is of the opinion that we actually take out that expression Berach Lamav. You just say Bonei Yerushalayim, God who builds Yerushalayim, not God who builds Yerushalayim with mercy. And if you look in many Siddurim and many ventures, you'll see that that phrase Berach Lamav is often in parentheses to be sensitive to this opinion of the Vilna Gaon. Why does the Vilna Gaon believe that we should take out that expression Berach Lamav? Because there's a verse that is found at the very end of the first chapter of the Navi Isaiah, Yeshayahu, which says, Tzion b'mishpat tipadeh b'shavel b'tzedakah, that Zion, and here the reference to Zion is Jerusalem, should be redeemed b'mishpat with justice. And the Vilna Gaon was of the opinion that it's not going to take mercy, but rather God has promised. God has already committed to once again redeeming Jerusalem, rebuilding Jerusalem, and therefore doesn't require rachamim, it doesn't require mercy. And as a result, he felt that that word is not appropriate in the benching. So as I was standing at the Kotel and I was saying the Shmona Esrei, and I came and I said the phrase, the Sechazena, Inenu Vishuv Kol Hatzion, Birachamim, I wondered, does the Vilna Gaon take out that word as well in the Shmona Esrei, that our eyes should behold the rebuilding or the return to Tzion, Birachamim, in mercy? Did he also remove that phrase, that word? And so I was standing next to a friend of mine, I'll give him credit, a friend that I was learning at Karen Biavn at the time, Ohad Yishai, and I asked him this question. And if I remember correctly, he suggested that no, there's a fundamental difference between what we're saying in the benching as to what we're saying in the Shmona Esrei. In the benching, we're talking about the city of Yerushalayim, and that one day, hopefully soon, perhaps today, this evening, it will be rebuilt. And that, according to the Vilna Gaon, based upon this pasuk in Yeshayahu, is b'mishpat. God has promised that it's going to happen. It's going to occur. Whether we are deserving of it or not, God has made that commitment. But when it comes to the Shmona Esrei, what we're requesting is that v'sechazena einenu, that our eyes should behold God's return to Tzion. And that's the question, whether or not we will be deserving. Is our generation going to be deserving? At some point, God will return. God has made that commitment. But are we going to be deserving of witnessing that, of experiencing that, of being a part of that? And so for that, Barak, and then we ask for God for mercy. We ask God for that God's compassion should allow us to be able to experience that ultimate return. And that's what Oad suggests, and I think it makes a lot of sense. And then when I took a look at the actual pasuk back in Yeshayahu, I think that's exactly what the Yeshayahu is saying. He says, Tzion b'mishpat tipadeh, that Zion with justice will be redeemed, b'shaveha, and those who return, b'tzaka. It will be with righteousness. It will be with tzaka. And you can understand it one of two ways. Either it will be that God will, with God's compassion, that God will allow the Shabel, those who return, to experience that which God has promised. Or perhaps, and I'll end off with this, another possibility is that ultimately Zion will be redeemed, that we will be able to experience it if we engage in Mishpat, if we engage in Staka. In other words, it's up to us, that for us to be a deserving of the ultimate redemption, we have to do what God wants from us. We have to engage in acts of righteousness, in acts of justice towards one another, to be kind, to be sensitive, to act with unity, to be there for one another. And I think that I've heard some suggest very beautifully, homiletically, that when Matagor, leading the battalion that ultimately was able to recapture the old city of Yerushalayim, his famous words that were broadcast over army radio of Har Habayis Biyadeinu, that the Temple Mount is in our hands, So some suggest he was, that prophetic words were actually emanating from his lips at that moment. And he was saying, Har Habayis, that the Temple Mount, if we really want the Temple Mount to be ours, we want Yerushalayim to once again be the Jewish people and to us to be there in peace in the time of the ultimate redemption, ultimately it is Biyadeinu. It is in our hands. It is up to us. But for us, that we need to engage in Mishpat. We need to engage in Staka. And if we do that, then God will return. That our eyes will behold what God has promised. God will build Ubnei Yerushalayim. God, in fact, will rebuild Yerushalayim. But for us to be deserving of being there at that time, it is up to the combination of God being merciful to us and us being merciful to one another, being kind and sensitive to one another, that will allow for us to experience, hopefully soon, perhaps this evening, the ultimate redemption and the return and the rebuilding of Yerushalayim. May that come speedily in our days. We now commence with the recitation of Tehillim, Chaf, Psalm 20. Lamanatseach, Mizmor LeDavid, Yamcha Adonai B'yom Sarah, Yisagavcha Shem Elohei Yaakov, Yishlach Ezracha Mikodesh Shemitzion Yisadecha, Yizkor Kol Minchosethav, Olascha Yidash Nesela, Yitain Lecha Silvavecha V'cho Asascha Yimalei, Niranina B'shu Asascha V'shem Elohim Nidgo, Yimali Adonai Kol Mishalosecha, Ata yadati ki Yoshia Adonai Mishicho Yaneo Mishmei Kacho Bigvaros Yesha Yemino Ela Barecha Ve'ela Vasusim Ve'anachnu B'Shem Adonai Eloheinu Naskir Kema Karo V'Nafalu Ve'anachnu Kamenu V'Nisadad Adonai Hoshia Hamelech Yaneinu V'Yom Kareinu. Now Tehillim Chaf Gimel Psalm 23. Mizmor LeDavid, Adonai Roi Lo Esar, Bino Stesha Yarbitseni, Ame Menuchos Yinaleni, Navshi Yishoved Yankeni B'mag Leitzedek Leman Shemo, Gam Ki Eilef B'Geit Samoves Lo Irara Ki Ata Imadi, Shiftecho Mishantecha, Hema Yinach Amuni, Taruch Lefonai Shulchan Neged Sorirai, Dishanta V'Shemen Roshi Kosi Rivaya, Achtov v'chesed yirdefuni kol yimei chayai, v'shafti v'veis Adonai l'orech yamim. Tehillim Kuf Chafala, Psalm 121. Shilam Alos, Esa'inai el-heharim a'ayin evo Ezri, Ezri b'yim Adonai, osei shamayim v'aret, al yitein l'mot raglecha, al yanun shomrecha, hine lo yanun v'lo yishan, shomer Yisrael, Adonai Shomrecha, Adonai Tzilcha, Ayad Yeminecha, Yom HaMashamesh Lo Yakecha, V'Yarech Balayla, Adonai Yishmorcha, Mikol Ra Yishmor Es Nafshecha, Adonai Yishmor Tzeivcha Ubalecha, Me'ata V'Ad Olam. Tehillim Kuf Lamed, Psalm 130. Shir Amalo, Simam Akim, Torasicha Adonai, Adonai Shema Bikoli Tiyana Aznecha Kashivos Lekol Tachanunai Im Abonos Tishmarya Adonai Miyamod Ki Imcho Aslicha Zeman Tivarei Ki Visi Adonai Kisa Navshi V'Libbaro Hokolti Navshi L'Adonai Mishomrim Laboker Shomrim Laboker Yachel Yisrael El Adonai Ki Im Adonai HaChesed V'Harbe Imof Bidos Who Yiftas Yisrael, Mikol Avonosav, Tehillim Kuf Membeis, Psalm 142. Askil LeDavid, Biosov Maros Zila, Koli Adonai Ezad, Koli Adonai Esfanan, Eshbov Lefanov Sichi, Sarasi Lefanov Agid, Bisatei Falai Ruchi, Vatoyadata Nesivasi, Barach Zu Ahalech, Tamnu Fakli, Habet Yamim Urei Ve'ein Li Makir Avad Banos Mimeni Ein Doresh Nafshi Za'akti Lecha Adonai Amarti Ato Masri Selki Be'eret Tachayim Hakshiva El Rinasi Ki Delosi Me'od Hatzileni Mirotai Ki Yamsu Mimeni Hotzia Mimaskir Nafshi Lehodos Es Shebecha V'yachtiru Tzadikim Kissing Lo Alai Achenu. Achino kol beis Yisrael hanesunin b'tzara u'bashivya ha'omdim bein bayam bein b'yabasha ha'makom yirachem aleyem v'yotziei mitzara lirvacha u'me'afela la'ora mishiba l'ge'ula hashta bagala bizman kariv v'nomar amein. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may God have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now swiftly and soon, and let us say, Amen. Now the Mishaberach of the Chaylei Tzahal, the prayer for Israel's defense forces. Mishaberach Avoseinu Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Hu Yivareches Chaylei Tzahal Haganah L'Yisrael, Yanchei Kochos Habitachon, Homdim Al Mishmar Artzeinu V'Arei Eloheinu, Migvul Habanon, Damid Bar Mitzrayim, Imen Yam Hagado, Adavar Harava, Bechol Makom Shehem, Babasha, Ba'avir Uvayam. Tain Adonai Esovenu, Akamim Aleno, Digafim Nefehem, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Yishmor V'Yatzil Et Chayelinu Mikol Tzar V'Tzukol Mikol Negel Machala Yishlach Bracha V'Aslacha B'Chol Maseh Yedeyam Yadir Samino Tachdeyam V'Yatim Kesle Yishua V'Ater Nisachon V'Kuyam V'Hem HaKasuv Ki Anay Olechem Ho'olech Yimachem Yilacham Lachem Yimoybechem L'Shirachem V'Nomar Amen. Mishaberach Yishkuyim, prayer for those being held in captivity. Mishaberach Avosenu Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov Yosef Moshe V'Aaron David U'Shlomo U'Yivaret V'Yishmor V'Yinsuras Nedrei Tzva Haganal Yisrael U'Shvuyav Eskol Achenu Nesinu B'Tzara U'Vashivya Bavur Shekol Akol HaKadosh Hazeh Mitzalel Bavuram HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Alehem V'Yotkei Mechoshev V'Tzamadeth Mosroseyam Yinateg Mitzikoseyam Yoshien Yishivei Meira Lechek Mishpachoseyam Yodu Adonai Chasov Niflosov Uznei Adam Ukriyam Behem Mekrosh Yekasov Ustiyei Adonai Yishuvu Nevoz Zion Vrina Vesimchas Olam Al Rosham Sosom Vesimcha Yasigo Vinasu Yagom Yanacha Vinomar Amen. And now the Mishaberach Lecholim, prayer for those who are sick and those who are injured. Mishaberach Avoseinu Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov Yosef Moshe V'Aaron David U'Shlomo V'Yivaret V'Yirape Esacholim V'Socham. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem Vachlimam Leraposam Machazikam Nafiosam Yishlach Lehem Erefur Shleimah Neshamayim L'choy Vareyem L'chol Gideyem L'sov Shara Choli Yisrael Refuas HaNefesh Refuas HaGuf Hashto Bagalov Yivman Kariv V'Nomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Morris. We look forward to having you back on the call. Please God, Emir Tashem, in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow, Yom Yerushalayim, on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world.